Charlie with your 8 a.m. headlines.
In local news, Ramsay Healthcare has been granted access to a Queensland public emergency department under a scheme that allows it priority to transfer privately insured patients to its nearby facilities. Under this trial, set to be rolled out nationally in the future, a Ramsay-employed nurse placed at Sunshine Coast University Hospital would facilitate the transfer of patients with private health insurance. This program, named the Emergency Department Nurse Liaison Program, aims to ease the load on emergency departments around Australia and in the Sunshine Coast. More than 2,000 patients have already been transferred into one of three private Ramsay hospitals during the first 12 months of the scheme.
The state electorates of Hill and Stratton will be abolished following a review of state electoral boundaries by the Queensland Redistribution Commission. They are set to be replaced by two new seats in the rapidly growing areas of Ipswich and Moreton Bay, to be named Springfield and Caboolture, respectively. This is amongst 50 moderate to significant electorate changes that have been made by the QRC in the review, which is the first since 2017 and highlighted that Queensland's population growth is largely concentrated in the southeast. Shane Nuth, a KAP representative who will lose his far north seat of Hill, labelled the axing of his electorate as, quote, a disgrace for North Queenslanders. The changes will come into effect for the next Queensland election in 2028.
In national news, an independent efficiency review into the Great Barrier Reef Marine Park Authority has revealed that staff were experiencing systemic racism and has identified poor performance and a lack of capability in several areas of the organisation. The review was originally commissioned in 2022 to assess fees paid by tourism operators, but since has been widened to examine the authority's efficiency and effectiveness. A draft version of this review revealed, quote, an overall lack of cultural awareness and refrained support across the organization. However, despite these findings, the authority has refused to finalize the review.
New measures are taking effect across New South Wales tomorrow, including toll and public transport relief to help combat cost of living. The weekly toll cap has been temporarily reduced to $50. The state government will take up to $100 off car registrations, $80 off motorbike registrations, and Opel fares to remain at 2025 prices for 12 months. Along with this comes new laws mandating that supermarkets and large hospitality venues recycle their food and organic waste. Businesses will be required to separate food and garden organics, with the New South Wales Environment Protection Authority saying that, quote, the state's landfill was fast running out of space.
In international news, we have some good news to kick off your morning. A critically endangered vulture species has been spotted in a Cambodian wildlife sanctuary for the first time in 10 years. The white-rumped vultures had their populations damaged by a poisoning incident, prompting efforts to increase the supply of their habitat and food, with less than 200 birds counted in their last survey. Lumphat Wildlife Sanctuary surveyors reported the sighting at a restaurant inside the sanctuary, marking an encouraging step forward. They play a vital role in ecosystems, preventing disease outbreaks and recycling nutrients into the soil faster than both bacteria and insects.
For your weather today, Brisbane is a chilly 14 degrees and partly cloudy, but it's set to warm up as the day goes on. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.